Lesson 16. The Marathon. According to legend, the race called the Marathon commemorates the feat of a Greek soldier who in 490 BC ran a distance of 22 miles and 1,470 yards from Marathon to Athens to announce his countrymen's victory over the Persians. Legend also has it that the runner expired from exhaustion after achieving his goal. Evidence supporting this story is tenuous, however, since the first reference to it appeared 600 years after the event. Today, in road races throughout the world, the marathon is a popular sporting event. Runners of varying speeds and ability levels enter to test their endurance, break a record, or simply say they had the experience of completing a marathon. A customary part of the modern Olympic Games since 1896, the marathon has had a distance of 26 miles and 386 yards since the 1908 Olympics. In that year, the race was held in London, where it began at the gates of Windsor Castle and ended at the Olympic Stadium's Royal Box, where the King and Queen sat. The 1908 Olympic marathon was memorable for another reason. An American won the gold medal by default. The first runner to cross the finish line, an Italian, was chagrined to discover that he had been disqualified because British officials had helped him over the last few yards, contravening the rule that the runner must complete the full course unaided. After that, an American didn't win again for 64 years. At the 1972 Olympics, Frank Shorter's victory brought the United States losing streak out of the doldrums and significantly increased the popularity of the marathon in the United States. Women's official entry into the sport was belated. It was 1972 when they were allowed to enter the Boston Marathon, and 1984 when they were allowed to compete in the Olympic event, where they set impressive records of speed. Eminent international runners include Greta Waitz of Norway, the predominant female distance runner of the 1970s and 1980s, and 9-time winner of the New York City Marathon, and 3-time consecutive Boston Marathon winner Uta Pippig of Germany. People of all ages and levels of ability participate in marathons. Those of the highest caliber can achieve finishing times of around 2.25 hours, whereas the goal of a novice is often simply to finish. Athletes who are physically challenged are particular exponents of the wheelchair competition. Older runners also participate. In the 1991 Boston Marathon, Johnny Kelly, a spry 84-year-old, finished in 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 54 seconds. His official number, 60, emblazoned on his shirt, honored the fact that Kelly was competing for the 60th time. In 2004, Kelly, then retired, was honored as the race's Grand Marshal. A marathon tests not only powers of physical endurance, but also courage and determination. After about 20 miles, long-distance runners have expended fluids needed by their bodies to supply the muscles with energy. Runners call this hitting the wall, because at this point it is willpower more than physical resources that keeps one going to the end of the race. It is a truism among runners that anyone can run for 20 miles, but it takes incredible strength to break the pain barrier.